Okay, so let's make this very clear because students can get a little bit confused here. We looked at the last section on market capitalization, which was the number of shares times by the share price. Now we're doing exactly the same thing with DVM, where we're taking the number of shares times by the share price. Now, obviously, there has to be a difference. And the difference is the share price. The share price in normal market capitalization is the share price given in the market, in the stock exchange. With DVM, though, the share price is the share price calculated using the DVM model. And that can be either with growth or without growth. What you need to know in the exams, though, definitely is why is there a difference between the market-based share price, the actual share price, and the DVM share price?